There was once a child who was ever so curious. This curious child so happened to live in a small village, which so happened to lay on the edge of a deep, dark forest. Now this forest was unlike any other in the land. Most of the locals wouldn't dare go into the forest, avoiding the ominous place at all costs, especially when nightfall started encroaching upon the day. At times, one could hear the slight whispers of the villagers as they gossiped about what horrendous atrocities may lurk beyond the brush and branches, exclaiming that the forest is most indeed cursed, for many a person has ventured in to never emerge from its thick foliage ever again. And at times, where the moon is at its fullest, strange, unearthly cries can be heard eerily echoing throughout the night sky. And even yet, on the lips and tongues of the many are sown wild tales of witches and ghosts that inhabit the woods. Others say it is the devil himself seeking out young souls to devour, while many more, who do not believe in such fanciful frights of ghouls and goblins, or witches and warlocks, think that it is just some wild beast making a ruckus and defending its territory with extreme prejudice. Whatever the case may be, it has led to there being a law banning anyone from entering the forest after nightfall. This is why those woods have been christened the Forbidden Forest. Now, this child, being as curious can be, had to find out what on earth is in there that has everyone so fearful. So, late one night, on the fullest of moons, the young child snuck off into the darkness. Concealed under the cloak of night, the moon illuminating the way ever so gently. Soon, the tips of the trees crept into view. The Forbidden Forest, which was once, just a moment ago, as quiet could be. It began to cry out deep from within the heavy veil of the tree branches, howls lurching out from the darkness as strong gusts of wind bellowed by, sending shivers up the terrified child's spine. Mustering up all the courage one could in a moment like this, the child pressed on into the wooded darkness. Deeper and deeper, further and further. All night long, this young curious child wandered around in the woods of the Forbidden Forest, listening and looking, looking and listening. At times, the hoots from an owl could be heard bouncing off the tree trunks, or the howls echoing off the mountaintops as packs of wolves sang to the moon, or even yet, the ghastly, guttural grunts that came from the brush as the wild boars ran feverishly throughout the night. And at times, the whooshing and wishing of the woods could be heard as the wind whisked and whipped its way through the night. Even more was the whistling and woeful whirlings of the wind as it kissed and caressed the mouth of an open cave that waned in the moonlight's magnificence and majesty. Now, this child, who was ever so curious, became ever more so curious, for there were to be seen no ghouls or ghosts, no witches or warlocks, no devils or demons, no, only the sounds of the night being carried by the wind under a full moon, when creatures tend to be more active and energized. This child, who was once as curious could be, was no longer quite so curious. For this child, then and there, realized that people at times just fear what they do not know or understand. And at times, courage is needed to understand the misunderstood. For certain things in life may seem as terrifying can be, but through knowledge and understanding can be terrific as terrific can be. Now go be curious, go ask questions, and go find answers to your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, and all the wonders life has to offer you.